Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, it's a Tuesday afternoon. We started this a few weeks ago, Telephone Tuesday. I suppose I should have thought about this because I have something like this to play here, official, if I can get it to play out, Don. And this is what happens when the host is not prepared, like today.
Telephone Tuesday, 314-241-9797.
You can bring your own topic if you'd like. Ethan will take some phone calls. But I did want to have a discussion about downtown and the Cardinals and the crowd that was at Busch Stadium, not only yesterday, but the day before. Because one of the things that caught everyone's attention, I think, Ethan, you were at games over the weekend. Fred, you were at the game Saturday. But last night, it was reported by Derek Gould and some of the other reporters that it was the lowest crowd ever, the fewest people ever in the new stadium, which is not the new stadium anymore. It's 20 years old, right? But that was the lowest crowd at Busch 3 that they've ever had, Fred. That's your understanding?
Yeah, except for pandemic times. You know, that's the lowest, 21,000.
So we know, and here's where I want to see if I can get some answers, because I think that there are a fair amount of people out there that just don't want to come to downtown because they think it's unsafe, because mainly it is unsafe in some parts. There are some people who are going to take a stand against the Cardinals, too. Look, I've been told by some friends of mine they're not going to go to a game or support the team until, you know, things change with the upper management, which they are changing. They're just not changing as quickly as I think some people anticipate. But I've been a little surprised, Ethan, because I've talked to some. We all have friends across the country who are in Cardinals Nation, and a couple of them who are loyal fans. And really, these are a couple of people that I would check in with on a regular basis, like when the Cardinals are playing well or when they're not, trading text messages. And they're like off the grid with the Cardinals right now, which seems to me a little extreme, but.
So what I would start with is that, one, early in the year, the crowds are never huge. I'm not saying that excuses how small they are right now, but early in the season, it's a school night, it's a Monday, it was cold last night. I think that you have to take that into consideration for some of the tickets, at least. That's at least a portion of it. I think that another portion of it, and in fact a pretty large one, I would say, is that people may be happy with what we've seen for these first four games, but what percentage of people are watched baseball this weekend and said, oh yeah, now I'm going to go ahead and spend my next, in 2 days, I'm going to go to a game. Plans are made in advance, right?
So, absolutely.
So I think that that's also a huge part of this, is that people may be happy with what they've seen so far, but that doesn't mean that they're going to go to the ballpark the very next day.
No, it's a combo factor.
This is going to have more of an effect. If the Cardinals continue to play well, then the numbers are going to improve regardless of who's in
upper management. All of that is true, and I agree with all that, but we still don't, in St. Louis, see numbers like this. This is like Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. We see the road games, and we're like, man, there's no one in that stadium. That's not our stadium, right?
I can remember, was it at the end of last season, right after the end, after the World Series, when Mozeliak had the big news conference, and he said, you know, our thinking is changing for the coming year. And reporters said, well, how are you going to get fans into the stadium if the team is going to be rebuilding? And he said, we're going to improve the game day experience.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which they have.
Which they have?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Wayson that's one
they
of the
have.
Intents,
I mean, I don't. The game day experience,
which is, I guess, more music, more entertainment.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
innings,
like.
Between innings, that sort of thing.
I think it encompasses a lot of different things, you know, and the event nights, crumble cookies being at Busch Stadium, all those things, right?
So there's a couple of things that they announced over the offseason that they're going to be working to do, but they have some of the stuff that they're doing right now on the Jumbotrons right now, they're trying to get fans more involved. They're getting involved in AI kind of stuff. They brought back the $5 beers and some of the better deals for food in different spots in the ballpark. They're going to be bringing in DJs on the weekends, different things like that. Okay. They're trying to make it more of a fun atmosphere.
Alex Rich says he's going to be playing a lot of music too, I think.
Yeah, Alex goes out there. He'll be with us tomorrow. He goes up and does his singer-songwriter stuff, plays guitar. And so sometimes early in the, you know, if it's a Sunday game, I've seen him put them on the big screen out there. You know, Alex is up there before they do the first pitch and everything. All right, so, you know, I'm curious about that. 241-9797, if you have some feelings on the Cardinals. Really, I think some of the feelings on the Cardinals do sort of spill over. That's the word I was looking for, into the downtown thing. I just think people are frustrated overall. And there are just some people that just don't want to go to baseball anymore because they think it's boring. Younger people don't go to baseball, all of these things. So 241-9797, Ethan's out there trying to put some people on the line, which we have right now. He just has to tell me who they are, and then I will go to the phone calls. By the way, I'm really looking forward to my conversation with Franny Block from the Free Press in the next hour. I shared part of this story. It's an amazing story from Evanston, Illinois, where this poor little kid who's just 11 years old in fifth grade was essentially charged with a hate crime and ostracized because he was trying to help a friend that was messing with a jump rope and fashioned it into a noose. It was deemed that it was racial and it was a hate crime. But unfortunately, the family had to move out of the town and all these things. It was just awful. So, Fred, will you tell him that I have no information right now? He's got to tell me who the people are, and he might have forgotten that. Okay, here we go. This is a weird, I'm just going to tell you right now, it's a weird situation because we have a phone system where technically you might be able to put the person's name in there. We don't seem to operate that way. So he's literally, I shouldn't even tell people this, he's texting me the people on the line. We do our best here on Telephone Tuesday. Julie, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I don't care so much about baseball as I do hockey and football. I like those.
That's okay.
My main reason to call in today is just to remind people that there's a big event going on Friday night, and that's Puck Cancer. It's a charity event to raise money for cancer research, all proceeds going to the Siteman Center. And it's to help our former boy, Kelly Chase, who's really struggling right now. So come out and support him. It's for a great cause.
And where is that taking place?
It's at the, I just lost it.
Is that at the Centene Ice Center?
Centene. That's okay. I just couldn't get it out of my brain.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm glad you emphasized the P in Puck Cancer. That was appreciated. But yeah, Kelly Chase has had a battle with cancer, and that's an event that's going on a little bit later this week. Thank you for the phone call. Derek, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, I work right by the landing, and I can tell you with the homelessness, the crimes, the drugs, why would you even want to bother going to the Cardinals game and just risk getting mugged leaving? I mean, have you ridden the train lately? It's nothing but crackheads on it. Sadly, it's just, our city's politics are just
no, it's awful. It is. It's awful. And I understand. I get it. You know, a lot of these locations look dilapidated. You bring a family down here, I think you're not going to feel safe. Here's one thing I was thinking about today. Kara Spencer is going to be the next mayor. One of the things that somebody needs to do in this city is to be very vocal and communicative to people who are going to come downtown. Say, we're going to make the area safe for us. We're going to make sure we have cops stationed outside of Enterprise for a couple of different blocks. Same thing with Busch Stadium, because what they do is they're very close to the stadium in the immediate vicinity. You get a couple of blocks off, there's no police presence. That's got to change. People need to feel safe walking to their cars. So I think that's something that's easily fixable if someone would say, hey, we got to focus on this. Tashar's been such a, you know, waste of time. She's never even thought about doing something like that, and it would be pretty simple.
Can I just say an alternate view to this? I understand that crime is bad, yes, but I do not feel uncomfortable walking from this building over to the stadium and back. And I think
Sue, how many times have you done that? Because I do
it. 3 or 4, I guess.
I do it on a regular basis, and I absolutely have felt unsafe. And by the way, I've felt unsafe during the daytime. I had a girl spit on me outside of her car over there. It is not a safe situation. I've had incidents right here on Tucker, crossing across from where SLU Law School is, where I didn't feel safe at all. So I don't agree with that. I don't think it's safe,
allowed
and
to have
there's not a
opinion.
Perception. No,
and
I agree with you.
Mine is that if you park close enough to the stadium and walk across the street, you're going to be fine, but you have to be aware. I mean, the way we speak is like it's a war zone, and it's not great. It can get better, but it's also, I don't understand, it's not as awful as... You can go to the game and get to your car. No, not everybody. Something horrendous happens.
Well, of course not. But if people don't feel safe in doing that, and if they have concerns about downtown, they're going to make decisions. I mean, that guy talked about MetroLink.
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Why in the hell would you put yourself? I would never go on MetroLink or have any of my family members go on MetroLink. There's not a chance in hell. Jim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good afternoon, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Go ahead.
Mark, the bottom line is this. If you go to a restaurant you've been going to for years and years, and they've given you the best quality piece of meat, made that steak perfect, and then they turn around, and next time you want to go to that restaurant, they say, well, we're going to cut it down like 3 different grades of choice, and the service might not be quite as good. Would you go back to that restaurant?
I would not.
Okay, so yeah. When somebody tells me that we're in a transformation, and we're not going to put out the product that we normally like to put out, this quality of players and getting players. I'm not asking you to be the Yankees or the Mets or the Dodgers. But you kind of tell me you're not going to put out the quality product you could put out. Would you go down?
Well, that's where the fans are. And I don't know that the analogy works on every level, but I understand and I get the frustration with the fans. The flip side of that is, maybe they exceed expectations the way that they've started. If that happens, I think a lot of the fans would certainly make a different decision and come back. But I understand the frustration. There's no doubt about that. Let's see here. Rick, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think the bottom line for me is, for a family of four to go down to the ball game, it's like $300 or $400 or $500 by the time I get out of there. Yeah. After paying to park. Yeah. And then a hot dog and a soda is $25, and I've got two kids that eat multiple of those.
Right.
So it's just one of those things that it's just gotten so out of control with the expense side of it. And then you put a quality product on the field, I might change my mind. But just the lack of awareness on the last two seasons by upper management that this team was in dire need of some changes somewhere, and we're just now getting to that point, which is frustrating.
Well, look, Rick, everything you're saying is on point. And one thing, and I don't know how you do this, and I think that Ethan indicated that there's some value pricing on the menus, but I don't know how people do it with families. I really don't. And you look at a bottle of water for $10, that's ridiculous. Okay, now I know that the Cardinals let you bring in some things, but you're making a pretty good profit level on your, you know, your sodas that are $10 as well. So it gets frustrating. Now they're going to have to make some adjustments. When the demand, it's supply and demand like anything else. When the demand is there, you can get away from that stuff or get away with that stuff. But that's going to be tougher to do into this season. And we're going to hope that the good, you know, the good start continues because that's going to help a lot of this. Let's see here. Dave, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. The only thing I really have to say about it is I believe that the city is no longer safe for families to go downtown anymore. The other thing is the team is not a good team anymore. They actually look good for their first series for once. But they've got some issues. I think they've got some major issues in management. I think opening day showed that with the booing of Mozeliak and DeWitt coming out on the field. But you know, we are season ticket holders, and we buy tickets for our customers as a perk for our customers doing business with us. And lately, the last few years, I've had to go and buy a parking pass at Ballpark Village because nobody really wants to go downtown and go to the ballgame anymore. So that kind of makes it a little more attractive for our customers to take the tickets. I almost feel like now I have to start giving them $100 extra just for food just to get them to take the tickets. But that's the situation we're in.
Well,
that's my feeling.
Yeah, winning's going to solve a lot of this. And look, I can't tell you how things are going to end up, but here's what I can tell you, that there's been all kinds of predictions and expectations when the Cardinals are going to be really good, and they've fallen flat, which is where we are right now. There is a good chance that they will exceed expectations. I mean, what are we going to say? And this is where Mo might be vindicated. What if we're sitting here in September, this team is winning the division, looks like it's going to the playoffs? Then what's the reaction going to be on the part of the fans? You understand what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that 100%. And I hope they do surprise us with that. That would be awesome.
I think we all hope that. Thanks for the call. It's Telephone Tuesday. Jump on in here. 241-9797. Ethan's taking your calls. We're coming back. All right, some people have been very patient. I want to get back. It's Telephone Tuesday, so let's see if we can squeeze a couple more in here this afternoon before we have to wrap, and Franny Block from the Free Press is coming up. Kurt, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon. Thanks for hanging in there.
Hi, Mark. Hey, I just have a good laugh every time you talk about Post-Dispatch. When I was a kid, we used to have a newspaper called the St. Louis Globe Democrat.
Oh, I remember
it. And it closed.
Yep.
Okay.
I was here.
Yeah.
I used to, you know, look, I followed the Globe every morning through the hostage crisis because we were a Globe Democrat family.
Okay. So when it went away, though, my dad was a union member in Baker's Local 4, and he was outraged and didn't know where on earth Democrats were going to go for a voice. So thank God for the Post-Dispatch, right?
That is pretty funny. Yes, where will they go? I mean, now, I would say now even sane Democrats recognize the ill-fated ways of the Post-Dispatch.
Hmm. Hey, just on kind of on a note with the Cardinals, if you want to fix St. Louis, just grab the line right between Clayton and Richmond Heights, draw a straight line over to the Mississippi River, give everything north to Clayton, give everything south to Richmond Heights, and fire everybody in St. Louis. And I mean everybody. Then we would be fixed.
Well, that might happen if you can wave a magic wand. Someone's going to be fired next week. I'm pretty confident of that. The current mayor. Paul, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. So I came down to the city game on Sunday. I'm a season ticket holder, and I normally take Uber down there. But on Sunday, it was like $90 round trip. So I decided I was going down with my 13-year-old girl daughter and her girlfriend, and we parked at the Union Station parking lot by the Ferris wheel, $45. Why couldn't we park at the parking lot next to Maggie O'Brien's? Hotel parking, residents only.
Ugh.
That was aggravating. And then, you know, I drive a pickup truck, so I didn't want to have my window smashed in, so I rolled them down before I went into the stadium. My daughter's like, why are you rolling your windows down there? I'm like, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Then it rained like a banshee.
Oh.
That made it even worse. And it's just so aggravating, you know, that we have to have this type of feeling to go downtown to watch a sporting event, Blues, Cardinals. And Sue, I agree with you. If you park across the street from the stadium, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But good luck, you're going to pay $70.
Yeah,
I will argue, maybe I'm wrong here, but I think they've done a pretty good job around the soccer stadium
mm-hmm.
of creating some safety and trying to prevent some of the windows and stuff. But I'm here's what I'd say. And we've had people from our building walk back from the games down Olive here, and you get to a certain point and there's a little bit of a dead zone where there's not, you know, it gets a little dark and scary and there might be homeless people, et cetera. Not that anything involving a homeless person is automatically bad, but we've had some young ladies, you know, Hannah Gibbs, who used to work on 97.1 is on Y98, who've had a couple of daunting experiences. Hey, that was a pretty successful Telephone Tuesday.
Yes.
And it's in the books here for this Tuesday afternoon. We're coming back with Franny Block from the Free Press coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.